Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. Don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that we've got live streaming. So if you want to tune in via the internet, if you're on a dial-up connection or a broadband connection, either one of them will do. We got two very distinct feeds, and they're both on the house at freetalklive.com. We are going to be here again till 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, and we'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. Also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Now, last hour, the last portion of the last hour, Manwich, you made a statement about people who dropped bombs from airplanes. What was it that you said?
I said that it kind of irks me when I hear the military people call in on radio talk shows often, mm-hmm. and you know, there's always this baby killer thing brought up.
Right.
You know, oh, they called us baby killers. They're communists. When in fact, I say that you know, the people that just blindly join into the military closer to a communist than I am. And you know, I said that the people that drop bombs out of airplanes onto villages in Vietnam cry about being baby killers when in fact they killed babies.
Well, you know, you didn't label all of them as baby killers. You didn't label everyone who joined the military as baby killers.
I wouldn't say that.
Right. Which is what they're complaining about, because they were being harassed by the protesters because they were part of the military.
I can certainly say that if you were, you know, a CB and doing repair.
CB?
A CB is a construction guy,
okay.
in the Navy.
Got it.
Doing repairs on a ship in, you know, during the Vietnam conflict. Well, you're probably not, certainly not as responsible as the guy who was flying the B-52.
Mm-hmm. What was that statement you made about them being more communist than you? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I think that if you, fascism is the precursor to communism in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh.
Or socialism, and communism,
yes.
is an abstract that will never be reached.
Right.
In the same way that total libertarianism is an abstract that will not be reached.
Probably not.
To my mind.
Right.
And that I think taking steps towards fascism makes you more of a communist than a libertarian.
Okay, and this is kind of what I wanted to touch on, because apparently our board operator made it sound like he misunderstood what we were saying last hour, that all people in the military are bad. And no, that's not the case at all.
I don't think they're bad. No.
No.
I would have made this same mistake when I was in high school. Like, mm-hmm. I was pretty darn close during Desert Shield, Desert Storm,
right.
Thing. I was pretty darn close to wanting to be in the military and signing up and going over there.
Because
if things would have been different, I probably would have been over there.
Because of all the hype,
Of all the testosterone coursing through my blood at mm-hmm. age 19.
Right.
Because that's, you know, I've got to say that males, those guys, the ones with the X and the Y chromosome, they're killing machines.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're for. That's all they're for. They're meant to go out and kill animals. And when they're not going out and killing animals, they're meant to go out and kill the guy who's protecting the woman that he wants. That's all they do. That's all they're for.
Right.
That's all males are about, is killing. So when you take a young...
At a very low-level biological function.
Right.
Okay.
I'd
like to think that we've gotten a little bit away
from that. Male who's hyped up on testosterone,
right.
because they all are, and I was too, and that testosterone, you know, it's a basic biological
need drug
to kill.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I think
the military, because of what it is, profits off of that.
Yes. And I think that to label them suckers, those who've joined the military, is definitely a little bit harsh. You know, to label them baby killers is definitely harsh, and it's unnecessary. And our caller last hour, Steve, was talking about how if we get people coming back from the military and we want them to be on our side, that is, the side of more liberty, less mm-hmm. government, we're going to have to be a little more tactful than you throwing around names like that. And I absolutely agree with that. And I don't think that you were necessarily trying to recruit military people when you made the statement that you believed that the people who dropped bombs on villages were baby killers, because really, you're absolutely right. Probably babies did die in those particular bombing raids.
I believe that babies, indubitably, I believe that babies died during the initial, I can't remember what the unstoppable force or whatever the first attack on Iraq was.
Right.
I don't care to remember what it was called,
right.
But I'm certain that young children died during that attack, because we blew up a good portion of Baghdad.
Yes,
a
absolutely.
Big city, city that like the size of Chicago or St. Louis.
You could just as easily call them grandma killers as well.
Right, baby killers is a little more inflammatory.
Sure, and that's not the point of what we're trying to do here. But I do want to make it clear that when it comes to the process, these kids that join the military, and they're kids. 17 years old is when most of them sign up, and then when they turn 18, they have the deferred. Joining.
Right. How do they sign a legal contract at 17?
It's like a deferred join, and then maybe they probably have to sign a real contract when they turn
18. The 17 is just sort of to commit you.
Right.
You know, like commit you in your own mind kind of
exactly.
thing. I think you can get out of it, because I've seen people who have signed that and not gone to the military.
Somebody else said at some point that, and our board op saying the parents also co-sign when they're 17.
Mm.
Somebody else said that you're not actually joining until you go to basic training and
I've heard that
get
too.
Your head shaved, basically. I mean, so if you don't actually ever go, then you can probably bail.
Mm-hmm.
But these poor kids are really duped into the whole process, and it's part of it's the testosterone, like you said, and part of it's just the hype that surrounds the military, the whole you're in uniform, you'll get fast cars, you'll get women. You're a big man when you join the military, and of course the media pumps it up too. The media is right lockstep. I mean, sure, there's the occasional dissenter within the media, like we read tonight, but for the most part, it's rah rah rah, go military! Hey, when the military's over doing a war, we get to charge more for our ads. And that sort of thing. So the military's all about that, and so there's just usually
and
this
confusion
thing.
After high school. A lot of people, you know, they're sitting in junior, they're a junior in high school, and you know a lot of their friends, the smarter friends, are going, you know, deciding what they're going to do for their careers and that kind of thing.
And they've got no direction.
They've just got no direction. And
they're kids. Nobody, when they're 18, has direction, for the most part. Very few kids. I had it. I was already in radio at that point. And that's what I told, you know, when I told the military recruiters, dude, I've got a career. I'm going. You know, and I have no use for you.
Right.
But a lot of kids don't. And a lot of kids don't
I
know
think you can
doing.
Make more money at McDonald's than you can in the military.
Probably. So a lot of kids are kind of just hanging in the wind, and so the military gives them the attention that they need, that they're looking for, and they've actually said things like, well, you'll have a family with the military, and things like that. Just kind of emotional heartstrings pulling stuff, and of course there's different types of people that they're recruiting, and there's probably plenty of kids that want to go kill, in which case they're not very hard to recruit. Those are the ones that show up at the recruiting office. But the rest of them, they actually have to do a job on it, and to do that job, they resort to lying a lot. A lot. I mean, they lie about when they swear in to the military to uphold the Constitution. They're never going to be sent on a constitutional mission in the entire time that they're there.
Chances aren't good.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the entire history of the U.S. military, there really wasn't ever any sort of constitutional action that our military has ever taken. Ever. So every kid that joins the military, really, in their own heart, in their own mind, they're feeling like they're joining for the right reasons.
Yes.
They've been lied to, and they've been told that you're going to help defend America's freedom. You're going to help support the Constitution. What liberty-loving American would say no to something like that?
Well, and I'd like to say thank goodness that I don't have to live with all the decisions that I made at age 17 and 18.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, I mean, the fact is, you know, I've had a long life after that, and I've learned a lot more.
So these poor kids are lied to. They're told they're going to serve their country. They're told they're going to defend freedom. As a matter of fact, none of it ever happens. They end up killing innocent people, and they end up following bad orders, all because they were duped. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. If you've got a comment, 800-259-9231, and some of them, when they get out, believe me, they've figured it out by then. And so they're not very difficult to recruit to our side. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here's what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manly.
Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts, hundreds of users. We just hit the 550 mark today on users, which is cool. 550, that is.
Yeah.
So go ahead and check that out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com. It's our digital playground, the bulletin board system. All right. Let's do a little bit of email, Manwich. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We may or may not read them on the air. But this one is in reference to something we talked about last night, which was the kind of dismal state of education in this country. You've got the engineering field, for instance, computer, technology, engineering, that kind of areas, those areas where typically these days it's dominated by Asians and people of Indian descent, like India kind of Indian.
Yeah, that's true.
And what
we just talked about that like last night or the night before?
Last night, I think. Where are all the American kids? Why aren't they there? What is it that's going on? Why
is it funneling beer, actually?
Yeah, apparently so. We came to the conclusion that the government education system has just resulted in dumbing us down completely, as dumbing us as the kids in America. And so that's why there's 4 white kids out of 200. Let me get into this email. But out of 200 people in this engineering class, 4 are naturally American.
Wow.
This is from Michael. He says, "Hey guys, I was listening to your Wednesday show about the intellectual superiority of non-American students over American students and their possible racism or ethnocentrism. To give you a current snapshot from the horse's mouth, I'm one of 4 computer science master's PhD students out of 200 plus that are American-born citizens."
He's not saying which university this is.
Yeah, he probably gives it away down. ASU, whatever that is. In my personal experience, I've been subject to racism or maybe indifference, mostly due to the fact that every TA, which stands for teacher's assistant, I have ever had did not speak English very well, or it was a second language. It is too difficult to try and communicate with a minority, so let them fend for themselves. That's the mantra of most engineering TAs that I've been a part of. Furthermore, the reason why it has gotten to this level...
Well, my question is on this is, if the teacher's assistant is, I don't know, pick your Bangladeshi.
Mm-hmm.
There's only going to be a certain amount of... it's probably going to be Indian, but there's only... Or, you know, Chinese, but there's only going to be a certain amount of Chinese or Indians in the class, too. Does he then not try to communicate with the opposing, you know... A race there? I mean, if he's in Chinese, does he not try to communicate with the Indians?
I don't know about that. He doesn't make that clear.
Okay.
He says, furthermore, the reason why it's gotten to this level is because Americans cannot hack it in these classes. And that's why there are no English-speaking TAs perpetuating into the system. Professors want a teacher's assistant that can communicate with the majority of students. It's bad enough that most American students have a handicap in these engineering classes, but it's even worse when anyone who can help them cannot even communicate with them. It's a downward spiral. I think we can all agree why Americans cannot compete in the engineering setting, socialized education. However, can you really blame the non-American students for possibly fostering these views when less than 5% of his or her peers are American? To add some beef to this email and not just some realistic backing of facts, at my university I know for a fact that many Asian students keep all their old work and tests in order to save it on some public medium for all the other Asian students to look at. You can imagine how comprehensive this database can get when their ethnic group accounts for 40-50% of the students enrolled. I'm not trying to point fingers elsewhere, but I find this situation analogous to drafting a little leaguer into the pros, but while blindfolding him and handing him a wooden bat and give everyone else 20/20 vision and an aluminum bat. American engineering students, by default, have to deal with a lot of red tape and peripheral social restrictions before even coming to the realization that they are indeed lacking the mathematical and science education needed to compete in the engineering world. The problem is even worse than you thought, according to Mike.
Wow.
ASU.
Who would have guessed that?
That it's worse than we thought?
I don't know. I wouldn't have guessed that people were saving their work, and then the internet really would make that a lot easier. You know?
Yeah, apparently so.
I haven't thought about cheating in a while.
I don't know if he's suggesting they are cheating. Maybe that's part of it, but maybe it's also just kind of a compendium of knowledge that has been assembled from students over time. Not necessarily that... I mean, wouldn't you think they changed the tests?
They save their assignments?
He says that they keep all their old work and tests in order to save it on some public medium. Maybe.
It's pretty close to cheating, if it's not cheating. I remember being in high school and swiping the chemistry test, and they thought it was cheating.
They don't change the test. You don't think they change the tests over the years?
I think some professors do and some professors don't.
You're probably right.
Some change them more often than others.
Good point. The lazier ones probably never change them. Probably the same test for the past 20 years. So
they probably got that test from somebody else.
So there you go. So the information right there from the inside of the education system kind of messed up. Unfortunately, I got nothing to say. I went to 2 years of community college, so I really can't comment. Yeah. I'm a real dumb. here's another one from Everett. Hey, guys. Again, thanks for doing a show like this. My question is, if we have to take a test to drive, why don't we have to take a test to vote?
You know, Everett, I'll tell you, it's not a conversation that is going to make you very popular.
No, but back in the old days, you used to have to be 21 years old and male, right? And a property owner.
And a landowner.
Right.
And white.
So it was a lot harder in the past in America.
Yeah. I've got to say that I don't have a problem. I really don't have a problem with testing people. I mean, when MTV wants to rock the vote and these kids can't name the vice president, they couldn't tell you their own state capital. They think that increase.
To be fair, most Americans probably can't. I mean, there's probably a good chunk of Americans that can't name the vice president, not just kids.
There is a good chunk of America. I wouldn't call it a majority, but there's a good chunk of America that
just significant, whatever
it is. Significant. I got to wonder whether these people should be qualified to vote. I don't think we should. Since we qualify them to vote, and then we, you know, do this whole, and many states have these, you can register and vote in the same day, then there's, especially in these states, this rush to get people in, and you've got this uninformed public voting. I like this candidate, he loves God, or he's for the people.
I like same day registration. I mean, that is what got Jesse Ventura elected in Minnesota. He was doing his thing, and it really, the election doesn't really ramp up until the last 2 or 3 months before the actual election.
That's
true. As far as the amount of campaign spending, the amount of debates, and the amount of attention the media is lavishing on the candidates.
Sure.
So he got a lot of last-minute attention. He got into the debates and distinguished himself from the Republican and Democrat. And again, I'm not a huge fan of the guy, but he was an independent, and he won, so he's worth looking at. He literally pulled people out of the woodwork who had, A, never voted before in their lives.
Wow.
B, had voted but were totally sick of the system and hadn't voted in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And C, got people that were brand new, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-olds that had never voted and never had the opportunity to vote but came out and registered on that day. There were a lot of people that literally, that same day, came out, registered, and he won. He wasn't winning in the polls, but he came ahead and actually won that election.
I can see that there's value to that, and I'd like to approach it in the next segment. I think Jesse Ventura is more of the beer drinker's candidate in a lot of ways.
Okay, that's fair. 800-259-9231. Did he wear a feather boa while he was campaigning? That's what I want to know. It is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
I'm wearing a feather boa now.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer. All sun signs that astrologists claim tell us something about a person. Cars have signs, too, that tell us if they're stolen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked-on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
Blue nautical signs say smooth sailing. Yellow yield signs say slow down.
Here are some red-hot signs that indicate the used car you're considering may be stolen. The vehicle identification number or VIN number on the title and on the car itself don't match, and the engine ID number is scratched off. License plates or plate bolts are brand new. Ignition switches feel loose, and keys are copies, not originals. Be aware, knowing these signs of red-hot theft can help you keep your hard-earned green. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the number. You can dial it and get on the air with us. The phone screening process is very lightweight.
Very simple.
What is it, man?
You call in, you tell them your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about, and that can be as little as one word.
Mm-hmm.
You could just give them, you know, just a hint.
Voting.
That's
what we're talking about now. But it doesn't have to be what we're talking about.
And we also ask how you're listening to Free Talk Live.
There you go. And our board op says he's very nice.
And he is. Don't believe him.
I believe him. 800-259-9231. You can tell us what you think. All right. So we were talking about, actually, we were reading an email from Everett, and his first question in the email was, if we have to take a test to drive, why don't we have to take a test to vote? And you're saying you're with him on this. You think it's a good idea.
I do. I really do think it's a good idea.
My question is, who writes the test?
That is a problem. but probably the person who would write the test is the same person who, sets up the government school curricula. And that person isn't real swift anyway. So it can't be that dangerous of a test.
Okay. What would you put on the test?
What would I put on the test?
Yeah, first man, which who was in charge.
There'd be a little bit of United States history on there. There'd be a little bit of constitutional, law types questions. Simple stuff. You know, you don't have to get crazy with it or anything.
Right.
I might, use my own particular bend and, tell me the verbiage of the Second Amendment and give them three choices.
Uh-huh.
And that way they would have to read the Second Amendment.
Remember that there was some sort of poll a while back, which was really frightening. It was one of those polls where Americans, to the tune of 33%, said that government should regulate all press and things like that.
Right, things like that, yeah.
One of the questions in there was, is the phrase, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, a part of the Constitution?
And they said yes.
That would make a great, that would make a great question for the voters.
It's almost a trick question. Almost. I'll tell you. I mean, it's pretty close.
You could just rephrase it. Do you agree that each according to his ability?
There's no problem with being a communist and being able to vote, though.
I know. We're talking about if we could write the quiz, man. Come on. You know that.
How about shall the right to bear arms shall blank? And then you say, be up to the government?
Right.
ignored whenever possible, or not be abridged?
Right.
And then you give them simple stuff like
all
that.
All I'm saying is, if you put Free Talk Live in charge of writing the test to get people to
there's
going to
be a lot of
vote.
Democrats and Republicans that don't get to vote.
Yeah, and I'm sure that if it was a communist who was running the voting system, they would probably swing things a little bit their way as well.
Makes you wonder about the communist writing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, that was a socialist that wrote the Pledge of Allegiance. But what's the difference?
There's a fine line between a communist and a socialist, my friend.
It is very fine. You're right. Socialism is kind of like the implementation of communism to its...
Communist is like a Christian who believes that heaven is going to exist on earth.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I mean, communism is a...
That's literally what they believe.
It is literally the
it was very religious, actually, in its origins. Now, a lot of communists and socialists since then have been severe atheists, but originally it was to create heaven on earth, basically, as I understand it.
Now, because communism basically means, or at least there's different types, and I don't want to get too far into this.
Okay.
Now, you know what? I don't want to get into that. I want to talk about the Jesse Ventura thing.
Right.
So Jesse Ventura has the drawing power to get, Mr. And I don't want to make any broad generalizations about people here, but Mr. Beer Drinking, longer,
Joe Sixpack.
Yeah, Joe Sixpack. He has the drawing power to get him off the couch and into the voting booth, especially if he can get him off the couch and into the voting, registered and into the voting booth all in one day.
Right.
He wouldn't have that same drawing power. Jesse Ventura would not have been the governor of Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for same-day registration. We both agree
probably
on
not.
That.
Mm-hmm.
We both agree on that. Now, what my point is that libertarians, be they right or wrong in their interpretation of the Constitution, are a more intellectual lot in a lot of ways. I mean, certainly we appeal to the drug legalization crowd.
Appeal to any crowd, I mean, that wants freedom. We don't sell our message to the public with this upper echelon
we don't
philosophical
sell it that way.
Spin on it.
All the libertarians I've met, very philosophical guys. You know,
would you consider me one of those people?
Yes.
I try to bring it down to earth personally.
You try to, but I mean, that's not the way I see it, you know, no. Personally. Maybe it's because it's the way I look at libertarianism.
Well, and I got to tell you, man, having same day, here in the state of Florida, we've got a 30-day period.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is, if the election is November 2nd and you have not registered by October 3rd, you are SOL. You cannot register to vote. You
mm-hmm.
cannot participate in the election. And that's got, I mean, I'm sorry, dude, that's wrong. That is not the way it should be, because if you are if you get excited within the last 2 weeks of an election, because again, the coverage is really only going on within the last 2 or 3 months until the actual election, and it ramps up as things get closer. If you come across a candidate, like a third party candidate, like a libertarian, that you've never experienced before, you've never encountered before, and what their message is, that is more freedom for you, less government in your life, if that message excites you, and you go down to register to vote, and they tell you, oh, we're sorry, you have to wait, you're going to have to wait 30 days until you can get your registration processed, in which case you can't vote, you can't help that candidate that you got excited about, I think that's wrong.
You make a strong point.
Maybe you could have the test on the same day.
But
Is it important to you that we not do... Really, does the 30 days mean anything to you, or is it the test that really you dig?
The thing about the 30 days is I sort of feel like if you're going to vote, it's important to you. Voting is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not... I don't sit around and blah, blah, blah. You know, just ignore this kind of stuff. Voting is important to me. Current events is
sure.
important to me. The news of the day is important to me. And I think those people are registered to vote ahead of time. You know,
you want to punish somebody for getting interested in politics within 15 days of an election. Why couldn't they just take it? I mean, could we meet in the middle here? I mean, assuming we could have this magical test, which never going to happen.
No,
never.
No one's ever going to consult us on what it takes to vote.
We are just totally in fantasy land here at this point. But assuming that we have the test, someone has created a test that everyone agrees is fair and it's been implemented. Couldn't you basically say, okay, to somebody who came in to register to vote, that you're going to have to take this test. Okay, you come in, Manwich, you're excited about voting. I'm the voter registration person. Okay, Mr. Manwich, you're going to need to take this short 20-question quiz, and we'll go ahead and get you registered to vote. And I can give it to you, and you wouldn't prevent... I wouldn't prevent you from coming back, should I? I mean, mm-hmm. like, if you failed the test, you could come back next week or the next day and take it again, couldn't you?
I would think
they let you do it with driver's license.
I would think that this test wouldn't be necessarily registration, but more, I mean, what I heard him say was basically if you want to vote, you must take the test,
mm-hmm.
which is sort of like it's an entry to vote that time. I don't know.
Oh, like a test every single time?
I don't know. I mean,
that would really turn people off,
would,
I think, from showing up at the polls.
It would certainly.
You mean I have to take a test and then I have to vote?
I gotta go.
Yeah. People are busy. I've worked outside of polls before, man, which they are in and out. They do not want to stop for anything.
No, I don't want to stop either. I want to get in, I want to vote, and I want to go. I don't want to talk to the people that are asking me questions outside of the polling area either. Thank you.
So Everett asks a few more good questions. How many people do you think know who is on their city council, their mayors, their state representatives, their senators, their vice president? I know a few of those questions, but I don't know all of them. I don't know the names of the city council. Of course, I don't live in the city, but either way, I couldn't tell you who our county commissioners are.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to say, I bet most of us would be shocked.
I'd recognize them if I saw them written.
I bet most of us would be shocked and appalled at the political ignorance of our friends, families, and neighbors. Most people who consider themselves diehard Republicans or Democrats have no idea why.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we start to battle that ignorance? Right here on Free Talk Live, Everett. And we're glad you're listening. Call your local radio stations. Demand that they put Free Talk Live on. Because really, it's an information battle. I mean, we've got to get this message in front of people's ears. More coming back. It's your show. Take control.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen a banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. We'll talk to you about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online. Download the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described for you right there on the front page of the site. And actually, we go back even farther than 6 days, thanks to the good people at downloadradio.org. Now, you'll find the link to their site at the very bottom of the archives list, and they'll take you all the way back to March 1st on the house. All of it free at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out. Now, which the people who are playing the Free Talk Live drinking game tonight,
yes,
are about to get totally wasted because apparently... A part of the, it's brilliant, by the way, this post on our bulletin board system that I think it was Eclectic Buddha that came up with. He came up with this whole system of all kinds of different things that tend to happen from time to time on Free Talk Live.
Whatever Ian says, it's outrageous!
Yeah, you have to take two drinks or something like that. And so one of the provisions...
Every time Manwich makes an anti-freedom comment.
Right. One of the rules in the drinking game is whenever a Free Talk Live co-host calls in, you have to take X amount of drinks. We had Torgo call in earlier. Now Johnson's on the line. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Nina Manwich. Hello.
It's an outrage.
It's an outrage.
What's up, dude?
I wanted to call in and talk about your voting test.
Okay.
Well, you know, whenever he calls in and disagrees with me, and I'm not sure certain that he is going to disagree with me, but he wears me out usually. Because I just say things that come to mind, you know? And,
What I was going to say is, first of all, I think the voting test is kind of a bad idea. I don't necessarily like it.
Okay.
Just because of, you know, the history of why they instated the voting test. I mean, it was the whole reason why they started testing voters was initially a very racist idea.
Right. They are testing voters? Where?
No,
they
had tested voters. No, when they did. When they used to test voters.
You don't know this, Ian?
I knew that they used to have those strict requirements, but I didn't.
It was basically reading tests at the poll.
When black people first got the right to vote, they wanted to test them.
Of course, they hadn't taught them to read, and basically the tests were written.
Right.
So, I mean, that's... And, Johnson, you know, at the very beginning of it, I said, Everett, we're not going to make any friends with this comment.
Well, I think what really needs to happen, but at the same time, I agree with you that people need to find voting important. What I think needs to happen is I think the MTV and, like, Comedy Central and all these places or whatever, the, you know, rock the mode, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I think they need to reverse their stance.
Vote
all that needs to happen. No, no, no. Oh. All that needs to happen. Oh boy. Oh man. Anyway, I'll pretend I didn't hear that. But I think what really needs to happen is they need to tell people, don't vote. Stop it. Don't vote. Don't waste your time. And anyone who's stupid enough to fall for that deserves what they get. And then all these peon morons who are convinced by television to vote would stop.
I agree with you on that, but there's no way that we're going to get Comedy Central or MTV to do what we want.
I wonder...
No, of course not, because MTV is apparently run by socialists now.
Of course they are. Oh, it's more than apparent. It's blatantly obvious that MTV is run by socialists.
Vote for Social Security, man! Give away all your money! We know we're going to have black people advertising for our Social Security campaign here, and it doesn't matter that they die before they can even get the benefits from it on average. We're going to use those people to advertise our campaign.
Is that what's going on? I've not actually seen these ads.
In the ads for the Social Security, when they've got the T-shirts over on MTV's website, they've got a black guy, an Asian chick, and a white chick all dressed in the Social Security shirt. So they're using young people, all right, young people who have the most to lose from Social Security, but beyond using just young people, they've got a black guy on there, a black male. For them to even include a black male in an advertisement for Social Security is just sick. It's twisted because it's obvious that they're uninformed, and they're preying on uninformed people.
Absolutely.
Black males don't collect Social Security, like 90% of them or something like that. It's ridiculous.
Because they never reach
the age where they can collect.
Statistics show that it's pretty much white, rich women that collect Social Security.
They get the most money.
Yep. And I love Social Security. That's why I'm a member of the AARP. You youngsters. Neil Boris has one thing right. He calls them the Gimme Generation.
Really? That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I think it's a great line, and I really do. You know, they're the gimme generation.
Well,
we want Medicare!
Right.
We want Social Security! The government should pay for everything! Take care of me!
That's the mentality, and they've been brainwashed, just like people that are, you know, going to school today have been brainwashed. It's so sad.
Yep.
It is so sad.
And people are falling for it. So I think what really needs to happen is we need to have a campaign. And, you know, I think Free Talk Live should say the same. Everybody should say the same thing. Don't vote. When it comes time for election, just don't vote.
Now, that's what I do.
And anyone who falls
around
for
elections, I just say, please don't vote.
Nope.
You mean to your friends who are planning on voting Republican?
No, I said on the air.
Oh, right.
We've been through a couple of elections now, and I just say, please, don't vote. If you don't know these issues, don't go out there.
Don't just pull that lever. Don't vote straight ticket if you don't know who you're voting for.
Right. Well, everybody who's in the know right now, you know you're voting for a Libertarian. Tell your friends not to vote at all.
Yeah.
Don't waste their time. Seriously, that should be your campaign.
Stop hurting the country.
Just tell them, don't waste your time. You don't really need to go down and vote. Your vote's not going to make a difference anyway, right?
It really wouldn't. I mean, even if John Kerry had won, we'd still be heading down this anti-terror road. We'd still have troops in Iraq.
How about throwing away your votes?
Yeah, it wouldn't have made any difference. Good call, Johnson. Any final words?
That's it.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And our board ops questioning the whole voting process in the first place. I mean, if after all these incumbents and the rich people that are in office want to stay there, and it's quite clear that they do, why wouldn't they rig the system?
There's definitely
some persuasive evidence to that theory. This is your show. You call in 800-259-9231 and take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Our caller earlier, Stephen, has clarified his thoughts. And he actually is a blogger. Stephen is. Mm. So he may be affected by these upcoming blog regulations that the FEC is kind of bantering about.
Mm-hmm. Talking about defending the our constitutional freedoms.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff there for you. It's on the house. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, 888-532-4604 or visit them online at freestateproject.org. I want to go ahead and get into this. I want him to have the last word on this one.
Okay.
He says, this is right from his blog at hammeroftruth.com, where he's got a cool banner for Free Talk Live. When we're on the air, the banner is on his site, which is pretty cool. Stephen writes, I just got off the phone talking to Free Talk Live after one of the hosts started calling military folks baby killers. The argument he was making that if you were dropping bombs out of planes onto villages, you're most certainly killing babies. this is not under debate here, and you were right, he wasn't debating that point with you. As death, even children, is it certainly an expected part of war. Nobody likes that. But still, that's harsh and not useful. Now, I'm avidly against the late Vietnam War and the current Iraq War, yet I fully agree with using military force to retaliate and hunt down Osama in Afghanistan and wherever he is. But
I'm kind of close with him on this one. Like, I really want Osama bin Laden's butt.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I think that the attacks that were... I believe that the attacks were perpetrated by, Saudis against America.
I think you'd do a lot better. I mean, if you wanted to go after one guy,
mm-hmm.
I think you'd do a lot better hiring some bounty hunters as opposed to sending the military in.
I think you're probably right on that.
So let me go on here. He says,
We do have a big bounty on Osama's head. We have like $1 million-something, like $500,000.
And clearly our military hasn't bothered to find him yet, so let's let the bounty hunters take care.
They can. If they want to make a 1.5, they can go out and find him.
But I think once you start throwing around blank statements about the morality of our military troops, you're treading into dangerous territory. Back during Vietnam, one of the greatest blunders of the anti-war movement was to greet returning troops with spit and name-calling. The hippie crowd turned their backs on the military and shunned them as pariahs. My father's a testament, and I've heard many stories in that vein from him that I trust his account of. Now, here's where it got complicated with Vietnam because of the draft. All of those who joined by draft or willingly were essentially made suckers years later when Gerald Ford pardoned all the deserters who ran to Canada or refused to be drafted. I'd feel like a sucker too, but in that context, I'd hate the hippies that had mocked me, not the government that had gotten away with a lying pretext for war. Now here's where we as libertarians have a unique opportunity to garner people into our fold. Don't call them suckers. Don't call them baby killers. Make it clear that the real criminal here is the U.S. government for waging an illegal war with their lives. I'm not going to lay out an argument against the Iraq war here, since being an information age, it's easy to find what you need to state your argument with the Downing Street memo. But what I will say is that this misdirected rage at our troops must not be tolerated. Pointed up the chain, the general who gives unlawful orders at the POW prison and has no control over his battalion, the Secretary of Defense who mocks our troops and when he says, "You go to war with the military you have, not the military you want." And the president and vice president who call intelligence for damning WMD evidence to support their invasion and change the reason to spreading freedom after the fact. Only then can we win the battle of opinion with the returning troops instead of alienating them. And again, I agree with his statements. I also think that there's two types of troops that get out of the military. Ones that would possibly even listen to us, and the others that just love the military. More coming up tomorrow night. It's been Free Talk Live with Ian here.
And man,
we'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com, 8 o'clock Eastern.
U.S. Gold.